Joseph Wills is a filmmaker and software engineer from Richford, Vermont, currently living in Burlington. He put himself through the University of Vermont, working 3 part-time jobs, and still graduated with more debt than any of his friends. In the latest installment of our series, What Class Are You?, Joe talks with producer Erica Heilman about the challenges of higher education when you come from little money.
People kind of just knew that they were poor. Like, I remember people calling it Poorford instead of Richford.
Sorry to laugh.
I remember asking my dad one time, I was like, so, like, the richest person in Richford, like, how are they? Are they rich compared to, like, other people? He's like, no.
What did you feel about being from a poor town? When you're growing, you went to this big union high school that you had to travel really far to get to. Mm-hmm. What were the class dynamics in the school that were striking to you in high school?
I mean, college kind of casts a shadow on my entire high school experience, because I really wanted to go to, like, a good college. And it was pretty apparent. Like, if you read about, like, all of the, like, elite colleges have, like, blogs where their students write all this, like, fancy stuff, right? And they're all talking about, oh, they built a supercomputer when they were 13, or, like, a nuclear reactor in their garage or whatever. So much of that stuff is about money. You have to have some kind of, like, freedom that, like, having economic privilege gives you. If I need to go somewhere for whatever reason, like, I had to, like, find a ride, or I need to, like, figure it out. I need to, like, work it out with my mom, right? That kind of thing seems trite, but, like, that kind of thing can have, like, big impacts on, like, what you're able to do. I mean, like, you look at, like, at my school, sports, that is also tied to class in a way in Vermont, right? Because, like, your engagement with that does rely on your ability to access transportation. All extracurriculars, all the things that you need to be able to do to, like, try to reach, like, the highest levels, right? And neither of my parents went to college. There wasn't, like, a body of knowledge of people around me who, like, knew how this worked. I didn't realize until, like, the fall of my senior year, oh, some of these people have been, like, working on this for, like, a really long time. Some of these people have been paying people to help them work this stuff out. Some people have been paying people to, like, tell them how to get good grades on, like, the SATs or something like that. They kind of, like, know how that works. There was, like, a point of pride that, like, I didn't have those, like, resources, but I could still, like, succeed. But the commanding theme of life when I was a kid, and even though, like, I felt like we were luckier than a lot of people around me, was struggle. People weren't theorizing about life with poverty or anything like that. It was defined by struggle. Like, it felt like you were fighting all the time.
And there's nothing romantic about that.
Right, exactly.
When you went to University of Vermont, how did class play out in college?
My perception was that people like me, people who were, like, working class, tended towards pragmatic options in terms of your program. I liked computers, but I can't say that there wasn't a part of me that was like, well, if I pick something else, like if I pick film, right? I can't do that to myself. Like, I can't shoot myself in the foot like that. People say it's like, oh, you go to college to, like, discover yourself or, like, figure out what you want to do, right? But if you do the math for, like, how much you pay per credit, the amount of, I mean, like, that, it's like there's no time to waste. You have to hit the ground running, and you can't make one of those debilitating mistakes, right? Because, like, if you slip below a certain GPA, I mean, like, if you're relying on scholarships, you slip below a certain GPA, right? Like, boom, like, that's game over.
You're going to school with people who have more money than God, or right, more money than you've ever heard of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so where did that show up during the day at college?
We were in a class about work in America. We're reading a poem by Dave Budbill, who's a Vermont poet. And it was a poem basically engaging with, like, poverty, impoverished people, and the haves and have-nots. And it was pretty explicitly, it was about skiing culture, and it was about Stowe. And it was this really moving poem. And it really, I was like, I've never heard anybody talk about class. Like, there's no poverty studies major, right? So one of my classmates, like an upper class white woman, she took issue with the fact that Bud Bill used the term native Vermonter. As in, like, I don't think that he's indigenous or whatever, right? This is someone who had, within recent memory, been discussing her parents' vineyard in Massachusetts, like, on Martha's Vineyard. And it was just, like, this massive disconnect. It's like, he's talking about you. Like, he's talking about you.
You do feel like you've achieved some upward mobility, if achieved is the right word. Do you feel, is there any guilt, shame, discomfort, alienation? Like, or is any of that relevant?
I feel really lucky because I look at the lives of other people from where I'm from. I mean, I worked hard. I did. I worked hard. I went after opportunities, but I feel like I'm like holding on really, really tight. And if I let go, then like all of it's going to go away. And different people have handled it differently. People I know, some people never get on that track because they see it as like doomed to failure. They work at the pet feed factory and that's their existence.
So you're saying if you're working at the pet feed factory and you just never get on, is it because of heart, the possibility of having somewhere to fall from? Is it about fear? Is it about, what is that?
For a lot of people, I think like, yeah, it is kind of like this thing that's like, they hate me. So like, I'm just going to ignore it, you know, like, or I'm not even going to play the game. For other people, it's like, they just can't imagine it. They don't even have the ability to see it, to see what the possibilities are, what they could achieve.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.